And now it's time for Tuesday Reviews Day, our weekly new music segment. Joining me this week is Justina Aguila, Associate Editor of Latin at Billboard Magazine, and music journalist Chris Martins. Welcome back, gentlemen.
Hello.
Hello.
Justina, let's begin with you and that music we heard at the top. That was a song called Otra Era by an artist named Javiera Mena. Tell us a bit about her.
Yes, Javiera Mena is from Chile, and you know, this is her fourth album, and she's known in her native country as the queen of Chilean pop. That's something that people have called her, and you know, she's a Latin pop artist, very much in the indie world. We've seen her at music festivals from Mexico's Viva Latino to Lollapalooza in Chile as well. And the song you just heard is Otra Era, or Another Era. And one thing to note about this album and kind of her vibe, if you will, is that she loves 80s music and culture and
nice.
Color and textures. So you tend to hear, you know, the synth pop. You tend to hear the kind of the dedication she has to like Duran Duran or Spandau Ballet, the electro pop. And, you know, it's quirky, it's charming, but it works. And I think she makes it fresh. And another song that I like of hers is called La Joya, or The Jewel. Check it out.
Bring back my leg warmers and my padded shoulder jackets. It's like the 80s all over
totally,
again.
Totally 80s, right?
I dig it. Over to you, Chris, for a very different sound. You've brought in the new album from the artist known as Run the Jewels. Let's listen to a track called Early.
It be feeling like the life that I'm living, man, I don't control. Every day I'm in a fight for my soul. Could it be that my medicine's the evidence for pigs to stop and frisk me when they rolling around on patrol? And ask why you're here. I just tell them because it is what it is. I live here and that what it is. He chime, you got a dime. I said, man, I'm trying to smoke and chill. Please don't lock me up in front of my kid. And in front of my wife, man, they ain't got a gun and a knife. You do this.
Chris, who is Run the Jewels? What is this all about?
Yeah, so Run the Jewels is a duo comprising LP and Killer Mike. These are names that'll be very familiar, fans of underground rap, but this is probably the most above ground thing that they've done. LP is an alt hip hop icon. He's been that since the mid 90s. He founded the influential Def Jux label. He produced a classic album by a group called Cannibal Ox. He's also a wordy, swaggerful rapper in his own right. Killer Mike is from Atlanta. We originally met him on many Outkast tracks, in fact. Again, these are both sort of underground veterans, very beloved, but now they've found this very strong, powerful new lane together as a duo. L has long been known for both lyrics and beats that evoke a sort of dystopian paranoia. He's very much a Philip K. Dick fan, and it shows, oddly, through the
Philip
music.
Philip K. Dick, the novelist, if
yeah.
you choose to know.
Us yeah, well. I think if anybody can translate that feeling of like sci-fi dystopia into a sound, L has done that, and his lyrics reflect that, too. Meanwhile, Mike, he's known for taking on corrupt politicians, abusive cops, religious hypocrites. So this project, Run the Jewels, it combines L's sort of seething atmospheric discontent with Mike's far more granular and very eloquent takedown.
Let's listen to another track off the new album. This one's called Crown.
Down with a shame, down with a shame. Carry the flag in some other men's name. Loaded my weapon and swore to vengeance. And step with aggression right into the fray. Into the haze, into the murk. Told me to prove to them what I was worth. We'll teach you to move without mercy and give you the tools to go after the causes of hurt. You'll become deaf, you will take breath.
So that, while the first song that we heard early dealt directly with sort of stop and frisk policies and police violence, that second one, which includes a verse from LP, deals more with the military-industrial complex and sort of turning people's pain into a weapon that is then turned at the outward world.
Let's move along to the next artist that you've brought in for us, Justino. This is a Spanish singer-songwriter named Pablo Alborán. His new album is called Terral. This is a track titled Pasos de Cero.
Bésame, no dudes ni un segundo de mi alma. Alteras mis sentidos, liberas mis alas. No cabe tanto amor en esta cama.
si me dejaras. Qué bueno es sentir que suspiro de nuevo, que tu roce y mi roce juntos forman fuego, delicada llama que nunca se apaga.
A little bit of I feel like a palate cleanser from the rough, raw sound of Run Jewels. Tell us a bit more about Pablo.
Well, you know, Pablo is in the realm as well of Latin pop music, and this is his fourth album, which is highly anticipated. There's going to be a track with Ricky Martin, so he has that support. Not only is his fan base growing, but also musically, you know, he's so young, and when you hear his music, you hear an older kind of person, and I think that's just due to probably his life and starting off really early. But one thing that he has promised his fans is that this is a very different album, and I think it has something to do with the fact that he's working with Eric Ross, who has worked with Tori Amos and Mary Lambert as well. And so there's that American influence from Eric as a producer. And I think you hear it throughout the album. But you don't lose the essence of Pablo, who has that kind of distinguished voice, almost like that flamenco style that just really shines through in his music. And the other song that I brought in is Por Fin, or Finally.
Tú me has hecho mejor. Mejor de lo que era, y entregaría mi voz a cambio de una vida entera. Tú me has hecho entender que aquí nada es eterno, pero tu piel y mi piel pueden detener el tiempo.
And Por Fin for this segment, Finally, that is to say, the latest entry from an artist known as Grouper. Chris, let's hear a little bit about Grouper. Who is she?
Sure. Grouper is Liz Harris. She's a Northern California native who now resides in Astoria, Oregon, which, side note, is the setting of the Goonies. But I chose this to some degree because this album comes out on Halloween. It's not a novelty record, but it is pretty spooky and very entrancing. It's a slight record, but it does cast its spell through repeated listens. And I think first up, we've got a song called Holding.
Nature girl kind of feel about her.
Yes,
and I understand this is not coincidental.
That is not coincidental, you're right. So Ms. Harris uses a very small list of tools in making music, a piano, voice, guitar, and field recordings, which is a pretty broad, in fact, area to explore. And she often gathers the latter via artist residencies that she does in faraway places. This one to Portugal. So while she was there, when she wasn't recording, she would go on a few miles long walk down to the beach, and in the process, she'd walk through these old country estates in an old village that had been abandoned. And so she has said that she wants this album to be a document and a nod to that daily walk that she took.
We'll go out on the track Lighthouse by Grouper from the new album Ruins. Music journalist Chris Martins and Justina Aguila, associate editor of Latin at Billboard magazine. My thanks to you both. Happy early Halloween.
Thank you.
Thank you.